This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. More than 10 million illegal immigrants are thought to live in the United States. Most of them are in families where the adults are undocumented, but the children are U.S.-born. Illegal immigrants continue to outpace the number of legal immigrants. Most, some 485,000 a year, come from Mexico, and that number appears to be growing. NPR's Carrie Kahn has details from a report released today by the Pew Hispanic Center.
Alicia Paredes spoke to us while grabbing a quick bite of pizza after her English classes at a community center in Carrboro, North Carolina. She's part of the wave of new Latino immigration to the South in recent years. Paredes came here illegally from Mexico 16 years ago. She says 2 years later, the first of her two kids were born. She says it was very difficult then. Both she and her husband were working in New York. And she would always worry about getting deported and leaving her children behind. She recalls hiding from immigration officials at work and being too afraid to walk out on the streets. Paredes says the family moved to North Carolina 6 years ago and life is much quieter. That kind of movement fits the pattern detailed in today's report authored by the Pew Hispanic Center. While the majority of illegal immigrants continue to live in six states, increasingly they are spreading out across the country, especially to the South. North Carolina and Arizona have seen the greatest increases. Triple the number of illegal immigrants now live in those states than just 10 years ago. And the vast majority of illegal immigrants are from Mexico, estimated at 6 million. That's nearly one-tenth of the entire population of Mexico living in the U.S. today. At a downtown Miami construction site, dozens of workers line up at a food truck serving rice and beans, fried chicken, and broiled beef. This 20-year-old worker says he's here illegally and says he goes wherever the money is. He says he just got here last week after working in Alabama, and it was easy to get on the crew, but he's only making around $7 an hour. Pew researchers found that more than 90% of the men here illegally are working, some in agriculture, but many more today in construction and service industries than 10 years ago. And they're earning far less than legal residents. Francisco Aguirre knows that all too well. The 28-year-old construction worker left California where he was an illegal farm worker and moved to Florida 6 years ago to get in on the Miami construction boom. Since here, he was able to get a legal work permit.
But when I work over there, I make it about $450.
And now what do you, now that you have papers and you've got a better job, what do you make?
$16.
Researchers admit that it is difficult to get an exact number of illegal immigrants in the country. The Pew report draws from data from many different sources, including the Census Bureau, immigration officials, and the Department of Homeland Security. Even so, they say the numbers may be off by as much as a million people. Still, Jeffrey Pacell, demographer with the Pew Hispanic Center, says the study is the most complete look at illegal immigrants in the country and is a good tool for lawmakers trying to reform the country's immigration system.
It's better to have data and have facts rather than stereotypes as the basis for sound policy.
And he says the picture that the study paints is far more complex than previous research. Making immigration reform, whether that includes stronger border enforcement or guest worker programs, a difficult task. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Miami.